Welcome back to This Girl Talks. I'm your host, and today we're navigating through a topic that's a bit closer to my heart than usual. The fear of driving over bridges, and how incidents like what happened early this morning can amplify our deepest fears. In the very early hours today, I think 1:30 in the morning, Eastern Time, a large ship collided with the Francis Scott Key Bridge in Maryland, causing a significant part of it to collapse. It's pretty shocking, and it really pauses my morning scroll as I try to comprehend the magnitude of what happened. First and foremost, my thoughts are deeply with everyone involved in this accident. The immediate concern goes to the safety and well-being of those on the ship and the bridge. At the time of the collision, there were some cars up there, a bunch of workers. It's just a reminder of how quickly everyday life can turn into an emergency situation and how the response of emergency services is something we're all grateful for. But I can't help but reflect on a more personal note. The fear of driving over bridges. For some of us, crossing a bridge is just part of the daily commute, and they don't even think about it. For others, it's a monumental task, a feat that requires a pep talk and a deep breath. And when incidents like this morning's happen, it doesn't make headlines. It reignites and amplifies my deepest fears. Driving over a bridge, for those that share this fear, isn't just about getting from point A to point B. It's a mental battle, a confrontation of what scares me. The fear of heights, the vastness of the water below, the feeling of being suspended in midair. It's a lot to process. And when a bridge is compromised, as we saw this morning, it just validates my fear in the most visceral way possible. How do we move forward, though? How do we, you know, you feel your heart rate spike at the sight of a bridge. I navigate this fear. How do I navigate it in the aftermath of such a stark reminder of what can go wrong? I feel like my anxiety is going to be 10,000 times higher now. You know, it's about community and understanding. Sharing our fears and anxieties makes them more manageable. I know I'm not alone in feeling this way about bridges, and that's comforting, really. I take steps, baby steps, to confront these fears. Sometimes I've been able to drive over a small bridge, gradually working up to larger ones, and I've been over this bridge. A couple years ago, I had to give a talk in DC and had to go over that bridge, and I had to have someone else drive over it for me. You know, having that support of someone being able to just get in the driver's seat and drive over the bridge, and I sat in the passenger side while we went over it, really helped me a lot. You know, at the end of the day, acknowledging the resilience and strength within us, the courage to face our fears, to continue moving forward despite them, is immense. And today's event is a jarring reminder of my vulnerabilities. It's also a call to not let fear dictate my life. I want to wrap up today's episode. I encourage you to reach out. So share your stories and fears and support each other through them. Remember, it's okay to be scared. It's okay to be uneasy, to have anxiety. What's important is that we don't face those fears alone. And to everyone affected by this morning's accident, know that you're in our thoughts and our prayers. And to all of you out there dealing with fear of bridges, or any fear for that matter, let's take it one day at a time together. Thanks for tuning into This Girl Talks this morning. I'm your host, and I'll see you on the next episode. Stay strong, stay connected, and let's keep the conversation going.